Shalom Vracha, Shkoyach for joining us tonight. The learning that we're going to do tonight, I think, is one of the most important of the making davening meaningful shiurim, because the tefillah that we're talking about tonight, according to many tzaddikim, might be the single most important tefillah that you say all year. Granted, we say it twice a year, but there are tzaddikim that talk about Musaf on Rosh Hashanah of being the single most chashuv tefillah that a person says the entire year. Just before we start, the learning tonight should be Le'ilui Nishmas, David Mordechai ben Shmuel Halevi, a very, very beloved friend, David Lacks, Olav Shalom, whose yard site is tomorrow night, Chaf El, his third yard site. Some of you from the Kehillah knew David very, very well. Those that are not part of the Kehillah, David was a beloved friend who was Nifter at a very, very young age, barely 30 years old. And his loss is deeply, deeply felt by all those who knew him and loved him so much. And I often think of David Yamna Ra'im, because in our shul, where I normally daven ne'ila for the amud, and I'm makbid on the minug of having two people next to you when you daven ne'ila, who knows about this year, for many years David was right next to me as I daven ne'ila. And, you know, every year, past few years, just coming to the Yom Ra'im, thinking about him, it's been very difficult. So his yahrzeit is tomorrow night, and the learning that we do tonight should bring an aliyah l'nishmaso. I'd like to start off with the words of the Divrei Shmuel. The Divrei Shmuel was one of the early Slanim Rebbes, Reb Shmuel Weinberg, Zechusi Yagen Aleinu. And the Divrei Shmuel, and again, I have a number of quotes that I wanted to share with you this evening, but the Divrei Shmuel writes about the Musaf of Shmona Esrei. He says, "Kol Echad mi Yisrael, Tzarech Leida, every Jew needs to know, She'abimirasa Malchi Zichron Shofros, Hu Mehapech Olamos Shleimim." That when we say Malchio, Zichronos, and Shofros, we say these three brachos in the Musaf Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, he said, you have to know that you're turning around entire worlds. You're turning around entire worlds. And because of this, Tzarech Le'isorer, you have to wake yourself up, Oz Bioser, as much as you can, V'lomer B'kavana Atzuma. And we have to wake ourselves up, because this is the single Shmona Esrei that mamish turns over worlds, ki bi mahapech olamos. And he says, bioser hachava, with greater breath, that even a person who is in bidyuta tachton, a person finds himself in the lowest place, spiritually, emotionally, physically, this is a tefillah that can be mahapech olamos. This is a tefillah that can literally turn worlds around. And after all, we can't forget that the Gemara Tazayin, the Gemara in Lamed Dalet in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, actually tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu requests from us that we should say Malchios Zichronos and Shofros. That Hashem says you should say Malchios Kedei Shetamlichuni Aleichem, to make you king over you. You should say Zichronos Sheyal Zichronechem Lefanei Letova, that the memory of you should be elevated in front of me for good. Ubameh, and with what? Bashofar, with the shofar. So therefore, what I wanted to talk about today, we spoke a little bit about this in terms of the unique tshuva of Rosh Hashanah in the shir that we gave Thursday night, that unfortunately we only taped halfway. Check tonight, we are taping, we are recording, so we only had the little bit, the shir was cut off last time. But we spoke about the unique tshuva of Rosh Hashanah, but tonight I wanted to talk about the Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. And what's so interesting, is that the shofar here, Yom Tshua Yilachem, shofar, that the shofar is the symbol of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is the day of shofar sounding, but yet, according to the Gemara, what is the shofar? The shofar is a tool for Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. So one could argue that, yes, the mitzvahs hayom, the symbol of the day is the shofar, but the essence of the day is really Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. That the shofar is a tool to bring all of these three lessons. So what I wanted to talk about tonight, what are the three lessons of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros? And again, Thursday night we gave like a hakdama, we gave a preface. Tonight, I want to get into it in depth. And so what I wanted to talk about tonight We spoke about the symbolism of the three last time, what they represent, the three of them represent. I wanted to talk about three other symbolisms of the three brachos. The first is an idea that Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, normally whenever you find three in Judaism, what do we think of first? Right? Think of Seder night. Shlosha mi odea, shlosha ani odea. Who knows three? I know three. Three are the fathers, right? Three are the fathers, right? Two are the luchos, right? One is Hashem, one is Hashem, one is, right? So three are the fathers. So when we talk about Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros, there's Svarim Makadoshim say Malchios, that's Avram Avinu. That was his tafkid. The Zichronos, that was the role of Yitzchak Avinu, and the Shofros is Yaakov Avinu. Okay, so let's have that. That's one thing in mind. The next connection in mind, that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis tells us there are three different things that are the source for the number 10. Why do we say 10 psukim of Malchios, 10 psukim of Zichronos, 10 psukim of Shofros? Zok Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says 10 psukim keneged ba'asar ma'maros, with the 10 statements through which the world was created, right? Ba'asar ma'maros nivra olam. Rabbi Yosef says, no, not keneged the 10 sayings with which the world was created, but neged aseres hadibros, shenemer lo b'moshe v'sinai, corresponding to the aseres hadibros, the 10 statements at our Sinai. Zokt, Rabbi Levi, no, what are you talking about? It's neither of them. It's neged asara hilulim. It's keneged the 10 expressions of Hallel, of singing praise to Hashem, that David HaMelech said in Sefer Tehillim in the very last kapitel of Kufnun, the last chapter of Tehillim, chapter 150. So we have now three versions of why we say 10, either corresponding to the 10 psukim of creation, corresponding to the 10 psukim of Mamad Har Sinai, the 10 statements of Mamad Har Sinai, or the 10 expressions of Shira of Halleluka that David HaMelech said in the final chapter of Tehillim. And of course, Mifarshim say that Malchios corresponds to the 10 psukim of Hashem creating the world. 10 statements. Zichronos corresponds to the Aseres Hadibros. And Shofros, that corresponds to the 10 Hallelukas. Okay? So a second. And now let's go to the third. The third is a little bit similar what we spoke about on Thursday night, but I want to get to it in a deeper way. So when we get to it in a little bit of a deeper way, we say that Malchios and Zichronos and Shofros, each one has a unique tafkid, has unique purpose. What is the purpose of the three? So it's based upon a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says, every Shmona Esrei that we say, certainly during the week, has three parts to it. If you learned Maseches Brachos, the fifth parak, maybe you remember this Gemara. The Gemara says that when a person daven Shmona Esrei, we follow a structure. What's the structure? Rabbi Chanina says, beginning is like a servant that is praising the master. Then comes the middle brachos. That's like a servant that has requests of a master. And the last section of Shmona Esrei is the Eved who received the praise, who received the gift from his master, and is saying hodah, is giving thanks to the master. And tzaddikim say specifically, a sefer Maglei Tzedek, which is a smaller, from a smaller chassidus that many have not heard of, the Maglei Tzedek of Dij. So he explains that the three sections of tefillah in Shmona Esrei, the shevach, the praise, the requests, and the thanks, actually corresponds to, you know what he says? Corresponds to the sounds of the shofar. What is the sound of the shofar supposed to be? The Gemara says first is a tekiya, the straight sound. Then is a trua, is a broken sound. And then is another tekiya, another straight sound. So first is what? We're giving shevach tashem. That's clear. That's clear what it means to give shevach tashem. Then come our requests. The middle section of Shmona Esrei, or when we request from Hashem. And that's when we express our brokenness. That's when we express to Hashem everything that we need, everything that we're asking for. That's when we cry in the middle brachos. And then comes the end of Shmona Esrei, which is Hodah. Again, that's another tekiah, that's straight praise to Hashem of saying thank you for everything that Hashem has given us already and confidence that Hashem will fulfill our bakashos. Zokt Rav Meizlish Shlita, great tzaddik in Yushalayim, that in basing the shir on the sefer Imr Lefane Malchios, those that I've learned with before preparing for Rosh Hashanah know how I treasure this sefer. I daven from this sefer. He has a whole long sefer, and then in the back he actually has the Shemona Esrei of Musaf with notes throughout the Shemona Esrei to help you have kavana, and that's what I use to daven my own private Shemona Esrei. If you get your hands on it, it's an awesome, awesome sefer. Imru Lefanei Malchios. It is in Hebrew, but Rav Meislish says, he says that he thinks that Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros are actually also connecting to the three parts of Shmona Esrei, that Malchios is the praise, Zichronos, the requests, and Shofros at the end is the thanks. So now let's get into really understanding the different Hagdaros of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. And let's use the first connection that was made, the first connection from Tzadikim, that Malchios corresponds to Avram Avinu. What was Avram Avinu's Yesod? What was the challenge of Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu was the Yesod HaEmuna. Avram Avinu was the one that brought Emuna into this world. And what is Malchios about? This is what we spoke about in our shiur last week a little bit. What Malchios is really about is a person recognizing Hashem as the source of everything. And when a person says Malchios, this is a tikkun for your emuna. This is an Eis Ratzon. This is a time of amazing divine favor, that as you're saying the tefillos of Malchios, what you're supposed to be asking the Ribono Shel Olam is Hashem, that you should help fix my emuna. You should help me have faith in you. Hashem, allow me to have bitachon. Allow me to have full trust in you. And as Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, the Chavas Das, the Nesivas HaMishpat, he says that when we say these 10 psukim of Malchios, you know what we're doing? You know what the Divrei Shmuel was talking about, the Slonimer of changing worlds? That when we say the 10 psuk of Malchios, these are the Asar Ma'amaros Shenivra Ba'em Olam. These are like the 10 statements through which God created the world. So Adam is going to appreciate this, that what the Nesivas HaMishpat, the Chavas Da says, Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, Rabbi Yaakov Lorenbaum, one of the greatest of the Achronim, a great halachist, but also a great mystic and a great parshan. So he says that the 10 psukim of Malchios is when we're taking each of the spheros and we're transforming them into rachamim. We're activating the rachamim in each of the 10 spheros, because this is reality. Malchios is about emuna. Malchios is when, as we said, we're totally, totally turning the world upside down. And therefore, it's the Asar Ma'amaro Shenivra Ba'em Olam. It's the Koach of Avram Avinu. And it's the Shevach. It's the real praise to Hashem. It's when we recognize that Hashem is the Bori Manhig. That's what we do in Malchios. And the Sfasem says, when a person recognizes Malchus Hashem, when you accept upon yourself Malchus Hashem, as we said Thursday night, the last pasuk of Malchios is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What have you done by praising Hashem that way? What have you done when you asked Hashem to fill you with emuna, to fill you with bitachon, to help be misakin, to help fix the sin of Avodah Zarah inside each and every one of us? When we remove away the sin of Avodah Zarah that Avram Avinu fought against, what does that mean? It means we have now, the Sfasem says, through saying the Psukim of Malchios, made ourselves into a vessel to receive Hashem's bracha. That's what we did in Malchios. Malchios is when we're purifying our emuna, purifying ourselves to allow ourselves to be worthy, to remove any avodah zara, any foreign service, any foreign goals. That Malchios is when we recognize my goals in this world are only to make Hashem's name great in this world, to serve Hashem's children, Am Yisrael, and to fix the whole world. L'sakin olam ba'ol malchus shakai. So then the Sfasem says, when you do that, You've just made yourself into an amazing kli, an amazing vessel, ready to receive Hashem's blessings. And that is what we're doing when we say Malchios. And after Malchios, what comes next? After the Malchios, then comes Zichronos. And what does Zichronos mean? So for this, I want to quote to you from the Shem Mishmuel. The Shem Mishmuel, the Heilige Sachachover, Reb Shmuel Bornstein, Zichusa Yogin Aleinu, one of the greatest Rebbe's lived into the 20th century, the son of the Avnei Nezer. He says, what does it mean to remember? Because as we pointed out many times, Ein shekhalif nechi sechavodecha. There's no forgetting by Hashem. So what does it mean? Zichronos. So Zok Deshem Shmuel, again, I wanted to quote the exact Lashon. He says, Zichira hi gilui dover shahaya behelim. You know what it means to remember? For you to remember something, it means you had to know it already once. It means you knew it, and you forgot it. Forgetting, what does forgetting mean? He says forgetting means when something sinks, amok, amok, bimocho, behelim gadol. Something sinks deep, deep into your mind in a great hiddenness, a great forgetting. That's what shikra means. You know what zechira is? Zechira is when you are ma'orer, when you wake up, oh wait, I remember that. You reveal a truth that was. You reveal something that was hidden. And therefore, what is zechira? When you start to remove the masks. That's what zechira is. And what is zechira? When we come to Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, what is zechronos Shmona Esrei? Says that the zechronos, if you look, there's a theme for the zechronos. Which of the avos did we say is zechronos? That was Yitzchak Avinu. What is Yitzchak Avinu known for? We say it in our davening, that the ashes of Yitzchak are in front of us, the Kisei HaKavod are always in front of Hashem, that Hashem can never forget. What do you mean the ashes of Yitzchak? Yitzchak wasn't burned. Yitzchak wasn't brought as the karban, but that's what they say. Mefarshim explain that the ashes of the ram brought instead of Yitzchak are always in front of Hashem. What does that mean? That the zechus of Akedas Yitzchak is always there. And when we talk about zechronos, and we're talking about the koach of a Yitzchak Avinu, you know what that is? The koach of Yitzchak Avinu is the koach of Mesiris Nefesh, of Jews throughout our history, sacrificing self, sacrificing comfort because of truth. And that's why we talk about the Akedah, we talk about Sheba Mitzrayim, we talk about the Jews leaving Egypt, going into a desert, the most inhospitable environment for human life in the world, and a whole nation. They just followed into the desert. They just went into a desert. They left Egypt, what they knew, to go into a place of death, a place of absolute wasteland. And of course, the Mesiris Nefesh to Torah. The Mesiris Nefesh to Torah throughout all of the generations. Yes, Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, Bavanoseinu Harabim, we have many stains. But do you know how many beautiful, beautiful acts of Mesiris Nefesh there have been? And that's why the 10 psukim of Zichronos correspond to the 10 Aseres Adibros. Because what do Chazal tell us? That how many nations Hashem went to said, do you want Torah? And they said, we can't do it. And what did Klal Yisrael say? With Mesiris Nefesh, what did the Jewish people say? Naaseh v'nishma. We're going to do it and we're going to grow and we're going to understand and we're going to grow further. In absolute commitment. And that's Bechinas, the Naaseh v'nishma, the Mesiris Nefesh that is inside of every Jew. And in Zichronos, after we've accepted Hashem's Malchus, and we strengthened our Emunah and our Bitachon in Hashem, and we turn the whole world, we're changing the world, each of the 10 Sfiros, the new 10 sayings, creating the new world on Rosh Hashanah, in the day of creation of mankind, in Aleph Tishrei. So what do we come to? After that, we come to 10 Psukim of Aseres HaDibros, and Zichronos saying, Hashem, we know there are a lot of sins in front of you. Hashem, I know I have so many sins of this past year. But you know what, Hashem? Let's remember the part of me that's a little bit hidden. Let's remember the part of me that all our souls were at Har Sinai, and all our souls cried out, Naaseh v'nishma, Hashem, I just want to do whatever it is that you want me to do. I just want to be close to you in the deepest, deepest way, Eibishter. That's all that I really want out of life. And talk about Yitzchak Avinu and Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim and going into a desert and the commitment of Kabbalah HaTorah. And that's why it's through this that each and every one of us recognizes what it is that we really want. And so when the 10 psukim of Malchios, we're davening for Emunah and Bitachon, when we come to Zichronos, you know what we're asking Hashem for when we come to Zichronos? Now this is a very, very deep idea, very important idea. But when we come to Zichronos, we're asking Hashem to allow us to overcome our Yetzer Hara that constantly tries to pull us away. In the first Tempsukim, we ask Hashem to fill us with emun and bitachon, to always be focused on Hashem. But we know even when you have deep emun and bitachon, there are times that a Yetzirah can pull you away to taiva, to other things. And so when we come to the Psukim of Zichronos, we're asking Hashem, Hashem, remember who we are. Remember who we are in the deepest place, but we're also davening for Hashem to help us that we should remember who we are, that we should be able to bring up this incredible spark of holiness, these incredible flames that throughout the year become dimmed and becomes, you know, very, very weak, the flame that's burning inside of us. And when we come to the Zichronos, Havein Yakir Li Ephraim, Im Yeled Shashuim Zocher Es Kerenu Od, Hashem says, I will remember you even when we sin. Even when we turn away, Hashem says, I'm going to remember who you really are. And so this is what we ask. We ask Hashem for help in controlling the taivas, that we don't lose that perspective, that we don't lose that ability. But then we come, and that's what Zichronos are, the 10 psukim of the Aseres HaDibros. And now we come to the last, the shofar. What is the kalach ha-shofar? Bameh ba-shofar. What are the psukim of shofaros about? So this is Yaakov Avinu. What was Yaakov Avinu? Now this is mamash a beautiful Torah. And this is a Torah that mamash could take us a long time. But as someone asked me before the shir tonight, said, Rebbe, how long is the shir? And I said, you know, 20 to 30 minutes. So we're not going to go into a whole discussion into who Yaakov Avinu was and the depth of Yaakov Avinu. But you know what we know about Yaakov Avinu? We know that Yaakov Avinu was mitaso shlema. His bed was complete. He didn't have a Yishmael. He didn't have an Esav. Yaakov Avinu lo meis. Yaakov Avinu never died. No part of Yaakov Avinu died. Why? Mazaro b'chayim af hu b'chayim. Because Yaakov Avinu, each one of his children continued on the relationship with the Ribon Shalom. Part of Avram Avinu kaviyachol died in Yishmael. Part of Yitzchak Avinu kaviyachol died in Esav. Yaakov Avinu lo meis, the Gemara and Tana says, because Yaakov Avinu mitaso shleima. Yaakov Avinu was the koach that is able to give us Mariv. What's Mariv? Mariv is time that is davened in a time of darkness. Mariv is emunos chabalelos. Mariv is the tefillah to say that no matter where we are, no matter what's going on, we can live with the emun of the Malchus Hashem. We can live with Zichronos. That's the koach of Yaakov Avinu, behiskalus, that everything is revealed. Not just remembering to bring it up, but behiskalus, that it's brought outside. And that's, of course, the sound of the shofar. What is the shofar? The shofar is the cry that just pierces through all of the mechitzas. The shofar is the cry that cuts through everything, like the cry of the baby at the time of a bris, something we often say in our shul. We should be blessed that we should be zocha to have brisin again in our shul all together. But by brisin that we had all together, so we would often remind everyone that when the baby's going to cry at the time of the milah, his cry is so pure, it goes right up to Shemayim. Just say your own tefillos, catch on to the tefillos of that baby, right, that are going to go all the way up. That's the sound of the shofar. It's the most real cry, like the cry of a child. That's so the purest. That's the most. It's the most unsophisticated. It's the most real. And so too, that's what the sound of the shofar is. The sound of the shofar is what reveals all the olamos, and that's the koach. It's not only the tool for Malchios Achronos, but it's also what brings it all home. It's what elevates the Malchus and Zichronos. It's what makes the Emunah Bitachon. It makes the yearning for Hashem and the koach of removing the Yetzahara. And that's why it corresponds to the 10 Hallelukas, the praises of David in Tehillim. Because what does it mean to sing? What was the godless of David HaMelech? The godless of David HaMelech was revealing Hashem in everything. There are prakim of Tehillim that David HaMelech is talking about horrible disasters. There are prakim of Tehillim that David HaMelech is talking about the greatest joys and the greatest deliverances and salvations. And that's the Hallelujah, and that's the last one that David HaMelech says of everything. It's like the greatest song of combining all the songs together. And that's what shofar is. And that's why when we say these psukim of shofros, what we're asking Hashem is, we're asking Hashem, let it all come out. Let this be apparent in how I live my life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let this Nekuda HaPaninus, let these inner points come out and overtake everything. Let it be what my true Paninus is reflected in my actions, in my Diburin, and even in my Machshavas. Because again, that's also another system of three that we find in many areas in Kabbalah and other things, that there's the actions that we do, there are the words that we say, and there are the thoughts in our mind. And Malchus, right, kingship, that's the crown that goes on the head. Zichronos, remembrances, to remind people of something, you whisper something to them. But what shofros? Shofros is shufra, it's the beauty, it's the whole being of the person. And so this is just a little bit, a mayein, of what the Shmoneh Esrei can be. But this is a Shmoneh Esrei that Mamish, again, is a Divrei Shmuel, the Slonimer says, we are mahapech olamos. Even people in the lowest places, we can turn over worlds in this Shmoneh Esrei. And I urge you, please, to think about what we've said, to get a machzor now. Any good machzor, it will explain the psukim, the Rav Soloveitchik machzor, all the different machzorim will explain the different tefillos and the different psukim. This Imru Lefanei Malchios, I apologize, it's all in Hebrew, you know. Maybe if I had time one year, I would translate it, just to do this tova for the Jewish people. You know, if I ever took time off, just to translate the Sefer, it's Masuk Midvash. It's sweeter than honey. It's amazing. But this is what this Shmoneh Esrei can be. The tefillos of Yom Norah and Bechlal, we know, are so powerful. The Zohar refers to this time as Yemei Selusa, days of prayer, and the tefillos of a Rosh Hashanah, when it's not about chait, it's not about chait at all. We're not confessing to any sins, as we said last Thursday night. The tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is not a tshuva of I'm a sinner. The tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is that I'm going to be Mekabel Malch Shemayim. The tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember, Zohar Eskerenu Od, Hashem, remember the Mesiras Nefesh of my ancestors. Remember where I come from. Remember my Neshama at Har Sinai screaming out Nasa V'Nishma. The tshuva of Rosh Hashanah is the Shufra, is the beauty of Yaakov Avinu. It's the shofar of Yaakov Avinu, the shofar of redemption for ourselves, to set us free, like on Yovel, that we can go free and we can live the life the way that we want to live. A life of emunah, a life of bitachon, a life when our she'ifos, our aspirations and our desires are to do good and to be over Hashem, be'ava, be'emes, be'simcha, u'be'pininius. And with Hashem's help, Chevra, please, again, get yourself a machzor and start looking at this most beautiful, beautiful of tefillos, and be'ezus Hashem will all be zoche to turn over the world, to turn over the world. You know, I heard B'Shem Reb David Cohen, and now it's getting around the internet, that the Chassam Sofer wrote hundreds of years ago, that Tafshin Pei, this past year, and this is something I'm going to say many times, the Chassam Sofer said Tafshin Pei is going to be a very bad year of horrible curses. But Tafshin Pei Aleph, if you switch the letters around, it's Ashbos, garbages. What does that mean? But what do we say in Tehillim about the Ashbos? Ashbos, may Ashbos Yorim Evyon. That from the garbage heaps, we're going to pick up the poor and we're going to elevate them. And hundreds of years ago, Reb David Cohen said that this is a raya, the Chassam Sofer, he said, had Ruach HaKodesh. He wrote hundreds of years ago that Tafshin Pei is going to be a year of curses and Tafshin Pei Aleph is going to be a year of May Ashbos Yorim Evyon. That from the garbage heaps, the poor, those that are bereft, we're going to be lifted up. So Be'ezus Hashem, this is a year that, you know how maybe it will be lifted up by our tefillos, of this Shmoneh Esrei that can mamish be mahapich olamos. And please, I ask everyone, just have me in mind, Chaim Mordechai ben Bela, and my entire family. Please daven for me. Send me the names of anyone that you want me to be mispalel for. And you know, it's important to have a list of people, not your own, that you're davening for everyone. And Be'ezus Hashem will all be zocheh. That we'll learn again Bekarav in Yerushalayim, and I'll see you all mamish right in front of me. Have a great night, everyone, and a great week. Batzlacha Rabbah.